To Melbourne now, where the Victorian government's move to tighten the law for citizens who attack emergency workers has driven public opposition from several lawyers and even a judge. The state Labor government is drafting legislation that would make it mandatory to jail people found guilty of injuring paramedics, police officers, firefighters or hospital emergency staff. Some other Australian states have introduced similar legislation. From Melbourne, Emily Burke reports.
Flanked by government ministers and uniformed emergency workers, the Victorian Premier outlined his plan to better protect frontline workers.
If you attack and injure an emergency services worker, jail will mean jail.
The Victorian government has been under mounting pressure after two women were spared jail time despite being found guilty of a serious assault on paramedics. And just last week, a paramedic was admitted to hospital after being spat at and punched by a patient. Today, Daniel Andrews didn't mince his words.
I think there will be additional Victorians who go to jail because of these changes.
And he says the legislation will narrow the special circumstances that have enabled some offenders to avoid jail.
For instance, you use the example of somebody who was in a psychotic episode. That psychotic episode may have contributed directly to their conduct. This will be a very high bar, a very, very high bar.
Steve McGee is from Ambulance Employees Australia.
I'm of the understanding that the government will try and put that legislation change to Parliament in June, so we may see some changes over the course of the winter, and we're pleased about that and our members are pleased about that.
The state opposition wants to expedite the legislation and will introduce a private members bill today or tomorrow. The Shadow Attorney-General, John Pizzuto.
Paramedics are working, often in fear of attacks on their own personal safety. Up to three paramedics on average a week are so apprehensive that they're switching on their body-worn cameras on average. So they are concerned, as are police, as are emergency workers. And why should they have to wait? We need to deal with this matter urgently.
But lawyers are warning that the court system will be flooded and the corrections system stretched. Jessie Taylor is from Liberty Victoria.
Study after study has shown that custodial sentences do not protect the community. I'm very sympathetic with the state government's desire to put the safety of the community as paramount, but it needs to revisit the evidence, revisit those studies that say that imprisoning people, particularly people who are disadvantaged, is not protecting anyone from anything.
The mandatory sentence just does not deter crime. In fact, it only serves two purposes, and that's retribution and vengeance.
Defence lawyer Rob Starry says it's a regressive step.
Well, they may deserve jail, but let's leave that to the courts to determine. Victoria used to pride itself on having the lowest imprisonment rate and the lowest crime rate. That's now pretty much gone. We're really, unfortunately, in a law and order auction lead up to a state election, and all this does is play to a populist tabloid press and it doesn't serve any useful purpose because we know that every case should be determined on its individual merit.
One judge says the move is a significant shift away from the important principles that guide the justice system. Peter Kidd is Chief Judge of the County Court.
There will always be cases under our individualised justice process which warrant some mercy. Some cases warrant really substantial punishment. And when substantial punishment is called for, it's imposed. At the other end of the spectrum, there'll be other cases which warrant, because of special circumstances or individual circumstances, warrant some mercy. Now, mandatory sentencing doesn't allow for that. It says one size fits all. And the fact is, one size doesn't always fit all.
That's Peter Kidd, the Chief Judge of the County Court in Victoria. Emily Burke with our report.